listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. The new health minister says demand for Queensland hospitals is booming and that's why ramping remains high. The opposition has pounced on data showing the longest wait to be offloaded from an ambulance at Mackay Hospital since August was almost 8 hours. Minister Shannon Fentiman says our ambulance service is the busiest in the country but says her government isn't entirely to blame.
Not only more people are moving here, but there is a real lack of access to GPs that bulk bill. Medicare was neglected for decades under the previous LNP federal government.
Gill nets in the Great Barrier Reef will be phased out by 2027, with majority to be removed this year, following a state and federal government announcement. The $160 million funding will also help improve fisheries transparency and sustainability, and includes compensation for affected fishers. The Australian Marine Conservation Society's Simon Miller says net-free zones are also needed in crucial habitat areas to protect iconic threatened species like dugong during the phasing out period. And the State Emergency Service has put out the call for more locals to don the orange across Mackay and the Whit Sundays, getting in early to train new volunteers up well ahead of the storm season. Spokesperson Ali Lane says it's easy to get involved if you're interested.
It's really easy. Just Google Join the SES Queensland, all the information you need to know about how to register, how to find your nearest group or area, and how to come along to an information night.
Taking a look at local sport, one undefeated side and one yet to win a game will face off in women's local rugby league this weekend. Magpies are yet to lose a game and they'll be hoping for an easy outing against the Serena Crocs on Saturday. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Mackay and the Whit Sundays local news and add to your favourites now.